It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Throughout our program this morning, we're looking at the shakeup in the American military command in Afghanistan and what it could mean for the war effort. President Obama picked General David Petraeus as his new commander in Afghanistan. In his announcement, the president stressed the need to remain focused on the mission there.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has been reporting on that mission. He's in the southern province of Kandahar. Afghanistan's government is widely considered to be corrupt and in need of fixing. One man in Afghanistan, in fact, has become a symbol of that corruption. He's the half-brother of the president and the most prominent political figure in southern Afghanistan. Tom met with him and has this report.
For years, Ahmad Wali Karzai has been accused of profiting from the narcotics trade, stealing government land, and threatening rivals. We stopped Ahmad Wali Karzai during a conference of top Afghan and American officials at a building called the Mandagak Palace. It's anything but palatial, all concrete and glass, but it's where Kandahar's council meets. And Ahmad Wali Karzai is the leader of the council and the center of attention.
I know the international community is putting all the focus on me. I know all the camera is on me.
I spoke with the president's brother about the latest controversy that's put him in the camera's eye. American officials say he expanded his security detail, taking 100 Afghan soldiers for himself when there's little security for residents of Kandahar. Ahmad Wali Karzai says the troops were assigned to him.
I am the most wanted person by the Taliban. I have 9 suicide attacks against me, 7 suicide attackers once enter my compound. Can you imagine if more than 30 people are blown up to small pieces? I'm under a lot of pressure and I'm protecting my family and myself.
Now, when anybody calls up a story about Ahmad Wali Karzai, the one word you see is corruption.
Yeah.
American officials went to you and said, we're watching you.
No. That's absolutely, no one is able to threaten me in my own country. And if anyone has any evidence of corruption, or whenever you call it, please, they should bring it over.
U.S. officials say they have plenty of evidence, though admit most of it's circumstantial. Just last month, though, there appeared to be harder evidence. Afghanistan's defense ministry accused him of profiting from a land grab scheme. The land was later turned into office parks and housing developments. Ahmad Wali Karzai said the investigation was one more political attack on him.
It was all based on rumors and based on, they didn't even go to the areas. Do you want to go now? I can take you now. To see it with your own eyes. I will give you a bulletproof car with the guards.
You profited from that land.
I profited a penny from it. I have nothing to do. Those are all Afghan American who live in the United States. They are doing this project. I have nothing to do.
The report was done by lower level people.
Absolutely.
And they disavow it.
Yeah. This is all politics.
He might be right. It could all be politics. Afghanistan's defense minister disavowed his own report this week. Still, American officials are looking to find an alternative to the president's brother. They're trying to nudge aside Ahmad Wali and build up the political power of Kandahar's provincial governor. His name is Tor Wisa. He's a one-time college professor from Canada who returned to his native Kandahar city. One NATO general says a measure of success here will be when the line in front of Governor Wisa's office is longer than the one in front of Ahmad Wali's office.
They seem to want to gently brush you aside and build up Governor Wisa. Is that fair?
He's already built. I mean, I don't know what do you want from Governor Wisa. To build Governor Wisa is to build his office. He has to have more qualified people around him.
No matter how much the Americans would prefer to work with the governor, they still have to deal with the president's brother. Ahmad Wali is simply too powerful, and the Americans may have themselves to blame, at least in part. American officials admit that Ahmad Wali Karzai has profited from U.S. contracts, trucking, security, renting space to U.S. forces. Now U.S. military officials are reviewing how contracts are awarded, trying to make sure that American tax dollars don't end up in the pockets of power brokers. Ahmad Wali denies he's benefited from U.S. contracts.
I swear on my children that since I met them, I haven't signed a single contract with Americans. Anyone can bring one contract that I have benefited from it. This, all the contracts done by U.S. military. I have nothing to do with it. Very simple.
And with that, the interview is over. We thanked Ahmad Wali for his time. He walked away across a wide atrium in the palace. Every few steps, someone stopped to shake his hand, to speak with him, to ask a favor. In Kandahar, Ahmad Wali Karzai is still the man to see. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.